All right, if I play this for you, it's 99.7 DJX. Does it mean anything to you?
It's not immediately ringing a bell.
What if I said it was a viral hit back in 2020?
Paint me a scene, because I'm still not there.
Carole Baskin.
Is this
the Tiger King?
Tiger King.
I bring this up because Joe Exotic's name is in the news again. Not only that, he is gracing Kentucky.
Oh, wow. Well, for all of you Tiger King fans, Joe Exotic is in Kentucky.
Seriously? All you, the legions.
All you Tiger King fans
that still exist.
6 years later.
He was moved to a federal prison in Lexington.
Oh, Lexington gets him.
Congratulations.
Lexington gets him. Wow. Louisville didn't even get
this
the Tiger King.
Wild.
He received a 22-year sentence after killing five tigers back in 2017.
Yikes.
Yeah, do you remember? Like, when I saw this story, I kind of had to go back and re-educate myself on that show because when it hit. And it was absolutely insane
that anyone was talking about. Yes.
Now, that same year, he also hired two people to kill animal rights activist Carole Baskin.
That was the prison sentence.
Yes. I mean, yes, it was the killing of the tigers. But then he tried to order a hit on Carole Baskin.
Why did he kill the tigers again?
One of whom was an undercover FBI agent.
Yeah, so he had hired an undercover FBI agent.
That is unfortunate.
He was found guilty on multiple charges back in January of 2020, and is currently scheduled to be released in 2036.
You really should fully vet your killers for hire.
Yeah.
When you're hatching your plot.
I mean, like,
what in the world?
Call me naive. I wouldn't know the first place to start if I wanted to hire a hitman.
I'm not going to Google it.
I Google many things on the show.
That is not what I'm going to Google.
Do I go into Louisville Reddit and go,
nope.
Hey,
Where do you find these people?
I'm looking for someone to do a job.
Is this on Craigslist?
I mean, there's got to be some dark underbelly where you can find these people, because obviously these stories continue to come up. But yes.
But I am also a person that also knows that that will never work out well for me.
No, it won't.
Nor have I ever met anybody in my life where I felt like I needed to go to that extreme.
No, not at all. Not at all. But yeah, that.
But didn't he ran a tiger sanctuary? So why did he kill tigers?
Yeah,
he supposedly loved them and stuff. I missed that whole part of the story, I guess.
I think he didn't have the tiger sanctuary. I want to say it was illegal.
Probably.
Or what he was doing.
Because that feels on brand.
This was all in Oklahoma. And I know that there's the tiger sanctuary and the exotic sanctuary over in southern Indiana.
Yes.
That got a lot of attention when the Tiger King came out.
Correct.
Correct.
Different kind of attention, though.
It was different kind of attention. But
okay.
But yeah, I was looking for so I was looking this up and I forgot all of these scenes from that show, The Tiger King, where it showed one of his workers get his arm bitten badly by one of those.
Yes.
And when the Tiger King himself got drug by a tiger, because again, tigers are
wild.
They're
animals.
Wild animals.
Yeah.
They're cats.
Right.
And they're going to cat.
Yes. Well, same thing with Siegfried and Roy. That whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that changed. That's another example that they are wild animals.
They're wild animals. Oh, my gosh. People are actually texting us with how to hire a hitman. Listen.
I don't know if that's a great idea.
Lose his number.
I don't know.
Ben and Kelly asked how to hire a hitman.
That's what we take away from the segment. The segment was about the
helping
Tiger
them.
King is in Lexington. That's it. That's really. We did not mean to go down that side street. Okay.
This is Lexington going, you know what? Louisville gets the attention for way too many things. So we're going to go ahead and take Joe Exotic.
You can have that. You can have that. Becca's like, clearly Facebook Marketplace. Rebecca!
Facebook Marketplace!
Becca, no. No.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy.
People are just like, post an ad. Yeah, not going to do that.
No, that's again, yeah. Like, let's just, first of all, we should probably... Since we're here, we should probably say a blanket statement, don't hire anyone to kill anybody, okay?
Let's do that. We're not trying to hire a hitman, but
no.
That just begged the question, like, I wouldn't know the first even place to start.
Right.
And so I would
Nor should you.
I would probably try to figure out, okay, who can I trust the most?
No, you wouldn't. You should not be going down this path. Stop talking.
You're digging
yourself a hole, sir.
I'm not going to, but I'm just thinking the logistics of it.
In case I wanted to, how would I do it?
I would have to ask someone, like someone who's a little bit seedy. Like
who in your life you think is the seediest? Let's go ahead and name check them.
Because there's probably someone in your life where you're thinking, you know what? This person probably knows how to get a hitman.
Okay, let's just picture this. You could use yard sale signs, but instead, hitman signs.
This is so bizarre. All right. So anyways, Lexington, congrats. You've got Joe Exotic.
They're super excited, I bet.
I'm sure. But, well, Joe Exotic himself posted on Facebook, hey, new address if you want to send me stuff.
He's still allowed to post on Facebook?
I guess.
That is also wild.
All right. So, yeah.
Maybe he thinks he's going to get another documentary.
He's probably hoping for that. Yes. He needs money.
Wow.
He needs money. So.
Well, not for a while. He's still got free room and board for a while.
For about 10 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, coming up next, Mike rolls into the show and asks whether what he's doing is mean and vindictive, according to his girlfriend.
He's not hiring a hitman, is he?
I mean, this is a weird setup
the
for this.
The way you're starting
now,
that,
I was going to say, this is kind of a setup to,
okay.
Or is it, oh my gosh, teaching a lesson?
Okay, let's not go down that path.
Listen, Mike, this is completely not anything to do with...
This was unfortunate timing.
This was.
In the show. Okay. You should plan that better.
I should plan that better. Listen, I didn't know we were going to go down the hitman route when I started talking about Joe Exotic. I saw those as completely different things, but
right.
My ADHD brain
right.
took me there.
Yeah.
In a
you underestimated your ADHD brain.
I did. I underestimated it. All right. So anyways, Mike.
Sean says Ben would have to ask permission from his wife to hire a hitman.
You know, when you asked me,
yeah.
I was like, I'd probably ask my wife.
Of course you would.
Ryan, and then
she would say, are you an idiot? No, we're not doing that.
All right.